First of all, tell us about Cricket Stick. I guess there's a couple of changes have been made here since the last time they had the BMW here.
Well, there's been a few changes, yeah. Minor changes, but not much.
You put in a lake.
Lake, yeah. I put in a lake, and that's about all. But we haven't done a lot to it. To this golf course, everything's the same. Mm-hmm. Everything is the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said there's a couple new tee boxes, and there's a couple new bunkers,
and then a new this and that, and so forth. The only thing we added a back tee to 14, and then a back tee to 15, and then and a back tee to 16, and then 17's okay, and 18's okay, but everything's okay.
Well, it's getting tougher to fend those guys off out here. They hit it pretty far these days.
I know it. They hit it so much farther than they used to. They didn't hit it as far as 250 was a big hit, and now it's 300 and 316 and then 17 and 20 and 20 and 25, but there's no golf course that I know of that has 8,000 yards or
except for French Lick, right? You got 8,000 squeezed in over there, didn't you?
Yeah, well, there's probably 8,000 down there, yeah. Right now. No.
You're working on a new project at Nemacolin Woodlands Resort, yeah. And they got one of your courses, and I guess you're putting in another one.
Well, we're putting in a new 18 mm-hmm. down there, and it'll need it. They'll need it down there. It's the kind of golf course that is kind of place that there's a lot of people coming and they play 90. 100, 5, so forth, you know.
Yeah.
But they get around it. They get around it okay.
Yeah, like any resort, though, these days, you usually got to have more than one golf course to bring in the golfers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's true. The Woodland, Woodland down there, they have 18 holes, and then they had another 18. But we've fixed 18 holes,
and then you'll get those new 18 holes replace the ones you fixed.
Yeah, right. But it's they're doing okay down there. They're doing okay down there, and it's a resort course. It's a resort course.
Yeah. Resort courses. Now Herb's trying to make you build another one for him up there in Wisconsin.
I know it. And I'm going up there tomorrow. But we have 18 holes laid out. And Herb had changed around a little bit, but it hasn't changed much.
Well, you got to keep the political people happy and the animal people happy too.
Yeah, right. Herb is non-entity. Non-entity. Yeah. And the course is going to be good, and it's got 5-6 holes on the lake. And so it's going to be really good.
How are the views going to compare to Whistling Straits?
Well, they're different. They're entirely different.
And is it because there's some trees on this course?
There are trees and a lot of trees and everything else and rolls and here. And it'll be different.
How long before he wants to put a tournament over there, see?
I don't know. I don't know how long he'll be before he puts a tournament there. But he'll put one there one of these days.
Yep. What did you do at Sea Pines? Now, I understand you were working on the one course, and you kind of touched up the one they play the tournament on over there by the lighthouse?
Yeah. The one hole we fixed up.
Well, you did the Heron course, and then on the tournament course.
The first hole and we fixed up, but the Heritage Golf Course is fine. Mm-hmm. It is fine.
Yeah, it is. We walked in. It looked nice, but you touched up. Was it the Heron course over there?
Yeah. We did the Heron course, and we did the other golf course. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the golf course industry these days. I mean, from an architectural and building standpoint, it's constantly changing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's changing all the time, and what we're doing, what I'm doing, well, I'm going back to the old courses and fixing them up.
Renovation, restoration?
Yeah, right. And a lot of them, some of them are 40 years, 30 years old. Mm-hmm. And so I've been trying to work them up.
Mm-hmm. You've been working on some of your older courses, too?
Yeah. I've only had 80.
I think they put a list of about 100 of them up inside the clubhouse here at Crooked Stick.
I don't know how many they got there, but the ones I've worked on years ago, I've fixed up and worked on. Mm-hmm. I got a crew, 50 or 60 people working, and some of them will be here tomorrow and pick me up and take me off.
And you'll be on the road again.
Yeah.
You did some things. They said some things are going on at Sawgrass at the Players Championship.
No. The
regrass and greens.
They're regrassing the greens and they're doing things like that. Mm-hmm. And I've been down there and then they're doing okay. And then they've changed the 10, the 11, the 12th hole a little bit.
It's getting a little trickier. Everybody's now, they're talking about more brown and conserving water and doing other little things now to make them cost friendly.
I know it. But we're not doing that.
Building big and bold, right?
No, yeah, big and bold, yeah.
And you got your guy, Tim Liddy, out there helping you a little?
Well, yeah, Tim's working on a couple of courses, and he's working down at Woodland,
You must still love just coming out here, walking out the back door and strolling the fairways of this one still seeing how it's emerged and it's grown in over the years.
Well, yes, this 11th hole is par 5. It's a relatively short par 5. It's 550 yards. Mm-hmm. But most of the pros can reach it in two.
Yeah.
Reach it in two.
But you got the bunker up there with the little islands in it. Your version of the church pews, huh?
Yeah, that's my version of church pews. You know, it's a funny thing. When we built this golf course, 1960s,
early 60s.
Old 60s. My God, it's 50 years ago.
Yeah, but time flies.
Yeah, and the grasses have changed and everything else has changed, but the greens are softer. They're softer now than they were 10 or 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. People get around them. They get around them okay.
Well, you know, people must still love this place. We go around today, and they're still building houses around the edge of the golf course here.
Yeah.
There's be a prime spot.
Yeah, it's a prime spot. But Alice and I built a house 20 years ago, and we come back, and I'm here in the summertime. And
yeah. But you go down to Florida and Delray Beach.
We've had a house down there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Do some of the younger architects, do they give you a call once in a while and try to pick your brain a little bit about building golf courses or fixing them up?
No, they don't.
Every once in a while we hear them talking, and they say they go out and they try to see something by Robert Trent Jones or Pete Dye or some of you guys that built them for so many years and try to learn something. I thought maybe one or two of them might call you up and get some advice from you.
They don't do that. They don't. This is.
Are you done with everything now before the tournament, or will you?
Try to
add a little something.
I'll add something.
Surprise them.
I don't know what I'm going to add, but add something.